Unite Here Local 5 continues to help hotel workers organize to join a union. Local 5 political director Cade Watanabe says nearly half of hospitality industry workers in Waikiki are non-union.
48% of them work in a job that pays $4 to $6 an hour less. Non-union hotel workers have no pension. They pay extreme amounts for their medical, and the disparity in terms of the wage gap is extremely large. It's real.
Local 5 has 11,000 members. 90% of these members have contracts that expire in 2018. The U.S. Supreme Court is also set to rule in the Janus versus the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees Council 31 case. The nation's highest court will decide if public sector or government worker unions can continue to collect dues from non-members who do not wish to join the union. State House of Representatives Labor and Public Employment Committee Chair Aaron Ling Johansson says the ruling is expected to side with workers who want to opt out of union membership. He says state legislation will be limited.
I think there are things that might give emergency rulemaking authority either to the Labor Relations Board or just in general if we needed to react. There are ways that we can take a look at how do we safeguard some of the rights that we think are very important to the extent that it doesn't conflict with the Supreme Court's decision.
The Hawaii Government Employees Association, with 42,000 members, is waiting for the Supreme Court decision expected before June. But State Senator Carl Rhodes says the expected federal court ruling will have a negative impact in Hawaii.
There is a certain visceral appeal to saying I shouldn't have to pay money into something if I don't want to. But the fact is that when you pull your money out of an endeavor where you're being benefited, it's not really fair for the people who stay in to cover your costs as well. I think that it will weaken public sector labor unions significantly, and in the long run, that's not a good thing.
Meanwhile, Local 5's Watanabe says tourism revenue is at a historic high and 2018 will be a critical year for Hawaii's labor unions and the future of working women and men.
My grandfather worked in the sugar plantation when he was 13 years old. When he retired in his 60s, he had a pension. He was able to help send his three kids to school in California. He was able to buy a home. He even was able to buy a boat and live and work and support a family in Hawaii. How many families are able to do that today? I'm not able to.
For HPR News, I'm Wayne Yoshioka.